And as I said, Ramadan is coming, and we really have to start long in advance in preparation, so that inshallah al-Aziz, we could reap the maximum benefit that Allah wants from us in this Mubarak month. Inshallah al-Aziz, we change our attitude, we correct our intentions, inshallah, and let us start doing our duty with beauty, inshallah al-Aziz. And the beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be our guideline. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها. That the best of deeds loved by Allah are those deeds that we do perpetually. وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even though in small measures. So yes, respected listeners and listeners of Markazi Sahaba, it's a golden opportunity to link up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And كُنْ لِي مُحِبًّا, you know, this is a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, Rabbul Alameen. As it said in Urdu, Jo Rab Se Nahi Mangta. If we are not going to ask our Creator, our Malik and our Rabb, then who else can we ask? If we are not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be going from door to door. And eventually nothing will be achieved. That is why we reassuring ourselves every day in Surah Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So respected listeners, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. And every day Allah is giving you and me a new opportunity to change. As is a beautiful saying, ye jagah ji lagani ki dunya nahi hai. Allah has sent you and me for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for the purpose of ibadat. And how should we do ibadat? How should we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total ikhlas and with the status of ihsan? And this is what we need to achieve right from now. How you and I can achieve this maqam of ihsan. And what is ihsan? Ihsan means that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, as if Allah is observing you, Allah is watching you. If not, you are watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have this conscious, you have this attitude, and insha'Allahu al-Aziz, no guna, no sin, no distraction can come into our ibadah. Because we must feel the sweetness of iman. This is what is lacking today. You know, when we make ibadat, we stand up for salah, we should be actually waiting for the next salah. We should be, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from one salah to the next salah, waiting in anticipation. You are in Allah's ibadat, in Allah's worship. So why is it that today we don't feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it that we're not finding that sweetness in our iman? Why are we not finding that peace and tranquility? So let us correct our amals, and the right way to start with it is to correct our intention. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So respected listeners, let us all start by correcting our niyat from today onward, that, oh Allah, whatever we're doing is solely for your pleasure. Just to give you an example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to reassure the Sahaba ikram. Rasulullah would do a checklist. And one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram, Hal antumul muslimun? Are you Muslims? Allahu Akbar, what a question. So Sahaba ikram said, Ji, ya Rasulullah, we are definitely Muslims. We are the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what proof do you all have? Allahu Akbar. And this is what we need to inculcate in our lives. They responded by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in times of hardship, grief and sorrow, we exercise patience and perseverance. One. Number two, for the bounties that Allah has given to us, we appreciate and offer shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, we are happy with Allah's decision. Whatever Allah has written for us, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. You see, the difficulty today is we're seeing all the tragedies in the Muslim world. And what happened in New Zealand has shocked the Muslim world beyond comprehension. But there's a lesson for you and me, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How should we react? Do we react with anger? How do we react? Do we react with revenge? Allah has given us a beautiful formula in the Quran, which is universal, powerful, and practical till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Whenever you attest Allah, the worst of worst, hasten towards sabr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabru diya'un. Sabr is light. Its noor is brightness. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. The real reward for sabr is at the point of impact. When that is unfolding, the hardship, the tragedy is unfolding. And at that time, you make sabr and you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So yes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sahaba Kiram, Hal antumul muslimun? And they responded by saying, Yes, Ya Rasulullah. Proof asked, Rasulullah, Sahaba Kiram responded by saying that in times of difficulty, we exercise patience and perseverance. In times of happiness and goodness, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are happy with Allah's decision. So this is the most important thing, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. We are all in shock. But the greatest way to show your solidarity is to make isali sawab for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When there is a tragedy in the Muslim ummah, when there is a tragedy in our own families, in our locality, in our town, in our city, how do you go and offer condolence to somebody? Allahu Akbar. Such beautiful words. Inna lillahi ma akhaza. Whatever has been taken away comes from Allah. Walillahi ma a'ata. It's only Allah that grants to us. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Everything has its prescribed time. What should be our reaction? وَالْتَصْبِرْ وَالْتَحْبِرْ. Let us exercise sabr, patience, and perseverance, and Allah will greatly reward us. You know, there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, which will help us to heal. Lots of us went through lots of tragedies and difficulties in our life. See? And sometimes when you recall that tragedy of that accident, that death, or the loss of your beloved one, and at that moment you say also, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, give this individual the same sawab and reward that was given at the time of impact and at the time of that incident. So yes, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, the best dua that Allah has given this ummah is this beautiful ayat, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Give glad tidings to those who have been tested. And there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. How fortunate are those Muslim brothers and sisters who lost their lives. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. When Allah desires good, Allah desires khayr for His servants, يُسْرِبْهُ. Allah puts them through some difficulty and some test. But, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who have been tested by Allah. إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When they are faced with a difficulty and calamity, with grief and sorrow. And what do they say? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. This is the best dua. You are depressed. You are sad. You are grieving. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. In one rewrite, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. Oh Allah, reward us in this test and trial. Wakhluf li khayran minha. And oh Allah, give us a better replacement. Fa'atabiru ya ulil absar, oh people of understanding. So respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his bandha, when Allah ta'ala grants favors to his bandha, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, said there are three deeds that is greatly loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, forgiving in spite of being in the position to take revenge. Such beautiful nasihat of Rasulullah. We can, inshallah, reply to violence by violence, revenge by revenge. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Wa'afu amman zulamak, forgive those who have made zulm and oppression on you. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? In Ta'if, when they stoned him, he was bleeding from head to toe. Rasulullah was in tears. Ibrahim Amin comes from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is asking, if you want, we can destroy, bring these two mountains together and crush this entire congregation and people who have caused you such pain, such difficulty, and have hurt you so much. What did Rasulullah say? Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah, give them hidayat, they don't understand. So forgiveness is a very big gift from Allah Ta'ala, given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah's uncle, his body is cut up into pieces. His liver is being chewed. And the person who did it eventually accepted Islam. Rasulullah made him maaf. Such a heinous crime committed. Such atrocities committed. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? You have accepted Islam and I have forgiven you. But I only have one request. That whenever you come in my gathering, wahsi, whenever you come in my gathering, please sit away from me, not in front of me. Because if I have to look at you sometime, those memories will come back to me. So for Allah's sake, I'm requesting of you. I have made you maaf. Allah has forgiven you. But emotionally, yes, it's going to affect me. So please, whenever you come in my majlis, sit in a way that maybe I can't see you. It will be a benefit for you. So the point what I'm trying to say, look at Rasulullah's life and look at what a religion of peace Islam is. Look at the atrocities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah rahmatul lil alameen. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi is saying that one of the three deeds that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to forgive in spite of being in the position of taking revenge. One, Allah loves this. Controlling one anger and in its peak. We all are angry now. There's so much of rage in us, so much of anger in us. But for Mike, Allah loves you to control your anger. You cannot execute justice when you're upset and you're angry. For you to execute justice, then inshallah, you need to be steadfast. You need to be in a normal frame of mind. For my controlling one's anger when it's at its peak, this action is also loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, be gentle with Allah's creation. Show shafqat on every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in the animal kingdom, whether the human beings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam was sent as rahmatul lil alameen. Remember one thing, if the enemies of Islam think that violence is a solution to crush Islam, see, ay musulmano ghabrao mat, O Muslims, don't fear, don't give up hope, don't lose trust in Allah Ta'ala. See, Islam zinda hai, Islam will always prevail, see, or Quran baki hai, and we still have the Quran as our source of guidance and hidayat. We follow the Quran and follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring tremendous amount of mercy and rahmat. So lastly, let me end it here, that every morning wake up with four intentions. Number one, that I'm going to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, I'm going to forbid the wrong. And number three, I will be just with my family, with people. And number four, forgive and make peace. Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah came back as the victor, Rasulullah was chased out of Makkah. Rasulullah cried when he stood outside the perimeters of Makkah and said, "Oh Makkah, oh mountains of Makkah, I love you so much, but the people of Makkah have chased me out. They have done the worst of worst to me." And for 13 years of persecution, Rasulullah made sabr. Allah Rabbul Alameen, all those ayats that are revealed in the Quran, we're all Makki ayats. And whenever the Sahaba Ikram asked, "Ya Rasulullah, give us ijazat to make jihad," Rasulullah's reaction was, "Sabr karo, sabr karo, sabr." And when eventually when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah and the Sahaba Ikram victory, when they walked in as victor and as a successful Alhamdulillah Ummah, and they stood by the Kaaba, and the Quraysh are shaking, the enemies of Islam are worried, what is going to be Rasulullah's reaction with us? And what did Rasulullah say to Hazrat Bilal to make this elan? "Ila tasriba alaykumul yawm." Today I have no grudge against you. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you. So yes, Islam is a beautiful religion, and we must lead by example, by showing what is peace, tranquility, what is akhlaq. And yes, at the real time, if we called upon for jihad, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, الْجِهَادُ مَاظٍ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Jihad will continue till the day of Qiyamah. But when it's the right time, the right place, and the right circumstances, that Alhamdulillah, the Ummah will be guided. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all those who have become shaheed in New Zealand, in that town and city, likewise throughout the world. Allahumma aghfirhum, warhamhum, wasakinhum fil jannah. Allahumma aj'al qabrahum rawzatan min riyadil jannah. Allahumma hasibhum hisabi yusira. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.